This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As Denver's stay-at-home order takes effect this afternoon, a doctor's group wants Governor Polis to institute a shelter-in-place order for the entire state. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The Colorado Academy of Family Physicians sent Polis a letter saying tighter restrictions were needed to protect the healthcare system. The group represents over 2,600 Colorado doctors and medical students. The state has taken steps to prohibit large gatherings and order businesses to limit in-person work. Some public health experts say that may be enough for now. They say local municipalities should consider stricter orders as needed. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Along with Denver, San Miguel County has imposed a stay-at-home order for its residents. Officials with Peterson Air Force Base and the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs have declared a public health emergency after someone on active duty and a dependent at Peterson tested positive for COVID-19. Another service member at nearby Schriever Air Force Base has also tested positive. The declaration allows the military to restrict personnel movement and close outdoor recreation. Calls to Colorado's child abuse hotline are down. State officials say they are worried that COVID-19 quarantine orders mean fewer children are in front of mandatory reporters like teachers, school staff, and child care providers who must report suspected child abuse. When schools were still in session, the hotline got about 1,900 calls over a two-day period. When schools closed, calls during the same 2 days the following week dropped to about 1,100. The state is urging educators to stay in contact with families online. This is CPR News.